Hi everyone, welcome to Finding Burundi. I'm Alan Daishimiye. Before I get into today's show, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for listening to the show and embracing the new name, Finding Burundi. I am also happy to say that the show is available on almost all platforms, so Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts. So I think we've officially made it. Just before we get into the conversation that we're about to have with my guest today, there's a few things that I wanted to get off my chest. If you follow me on Twitter, I apologize. You've probably seen me tweet about these things. But I thought it would be a nice segment to add to the show. Just a few things that are on my mind this week. The first thing is, can we have an English newspaper in Burundi? Please listen. I know what you're thinking, Alan. We already have Iwacu English, but is somebody gonna tell them that that site is not good? For me, it has a few problems. One, it's not as comprehensive as the French site and doesn't get updated as quickly as the French site. Two, the stories don't make sense most of the time. So I'm always like, what's going on? Excuse me. So yeah, I need somebody to get on it. I know things are tough, but somebody needs to get on that initiative. The second thing that's on my mind, I've tweeted about this. I actually wanted to write a blog about it, but you know, I'm a millennial, so I did a Twitter thread instead. This started when I saw a tweet from Nishimwe Marie on Twitter. She wrote that it's been 46 years since her mom left Burundi. So obviously mom left in 1972. And I mean, I've always known that it's been a long time, but it took seeing the number written down from someone else for it to hit home for me as to how long it's been since our parents left Burundi. And so my mom's younger sister was 2 months old. She's now 46 and she's a grandmother. And that's how long it's been. So it was something that I couldn't get out of my head. And I think for me, one of the things that I was thinking about was how we need to archive those stories, because time waits for no man, as they say, and it's been a long time. And yet we don't have a centralized place where we can collect and archive and keep these stories so that we can honor the memories of those we lost in 1972. And so I think somebody needs to get on that as well. Oh, on a lighter note, I've been trying to keep up with what's going on music-wise in Burundi, and obviously Natasha is the deal right now. Mubi Wanagute is a jam. I can't stop listening to that song. I just saw the video. I think it came out a few weeks ago, and I still don't know what the song is about. But, you know, shout out to Natasha. Keep doing your thing. All right, so now we're going to go into the show. All right, everybody, welcome again to Finding Burundi. I'm very excited about today's guest. He's somebody I respect and somebody I've been wanting to have on the show for a while, but, you know, busy schedules just kept coming in. I call him Mr. President, but I will let him introduce himself. Mr. President, can you tell some of the listeners that may not know who you are just a little bit about yourself?
Shadako did you do, Mr. President?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but na paycheck. Yeah, you like
what you saw. But it comes with respect.
I guess, yeah.
Much more and honor, which I think for me it's bigger than money, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, my name is Janjini Oje Hagera, Awandu Murundi. Currently nkabamba mu muji wa Edmonton muri Canada.
Right.
Ngira ngo iryo tira yo ya president ngira ngo ni ibintu no banakoze ahantu no banagiye mu mashira hamwe ari hano muri town niho gasanga kenshi iryo zina abantu benshi barikoresha nkaba ndashima.
Right. Yeah. I want to start from the beginning when I first met you. So I met you when I moved here to Edmonton about 4 years ago, and you were the president of the Burundian Association, the Burundian Community Association of Edmonton. And I mean, I've been involved in some of these Burundian community groups, and I know how tough it can be to lead our people here, because of the different, challenges that come with leading a community, but also especially leading a Burundian community in the diaspora. So what drew you to getting involved in the community in the first place?
Sha icyo ni kintu simple question nkuko abafaransa bavuga. It's a good question. What drew me to be involved? But I would say it goes back to what does a person like to do. For me, I like to actually be involved into sports. I'll call myself like one of those amateurs, sports amateurs. So basically, what happened is the Burundian community had a couple of sports activities, and one day I've been invited, so I joined them, and from there I started to actually get involved in more activities than sports only. Icyo rero cyacyo gituma rero mbandanya gushika aho bampa n'amaposte amwe amwe ngenda n'ibintu ngenda njejwe. So I would say that it was sports. It was something that attract me. It wasn't like because it was Burundians. Hari ahandi wabajije ngo none ngo wakwipresenta gute. Je rero sinakuranye n'Abarundi. Abarundi nabamenye hano muri Edmonton. Na n'Ikirundi mvuga ngira ngo n'Abanyarwanda benshi twabanye mu yindi mijyi hano muri Canada. Ugasanga kenshi ka karundi karagumye gakora. So I never actually I was not used to actually participate in any Burundian community or association. So the fact that there was a one and they were playing soccer and basketball, I was like, you know what, well, let me just go and see what's going on. So and from there I started to actually being involved. Donc nicyo rero novuga mu bintu byanjanye muri iyo community. Rero uno munsi umuntu ambajije ngo none abo bantu wasanze bameze gute. Seriously, Abarundi we are turafise ukuntu tumeze. Turafise ukuntu tumeze. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can kimwe je nti I'm still like struggling to find out what's going on with Burundians. But we had a group of people very I would say very involved, and suddenly those people disappeared. They were more busy with work, they were more busy with families, and everything just collapsed. Rero nkahetse mvuga Abarundi none nta kintu twofata tukagira kikaba sustainable kigakura cyonyine tutagombye kubita hasi bitani tukabiduza tukabita hasi tukabiduza. Donc icyo rero cyarambabaje gushika nanje mbivamo finalement agenda kuba involved in other activities and mu yandi ma groups than Burundian groups. Naho nkiri hafi y'Abarundi. Tony, nuko nabaye involved.
So there's a few things that you said there that I found interesting. Is very similar to sort of to mine is my involvement. I think I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in BC a few years ago, and we were both involved in this local association in Vancouver as well, and we're trying to figure out one of the reasons why. So we both grew up outside of Burundi, just like you, and we're trying to figure out why we're so at the forefront of getting involved in the Burundian community. And we figured that one of the theories that we came up with was that because we didn't grow up in Burundi, where our involvement is trying to compensate for lost time. I'm wondering if that's something that sounds familiar to you.
Nushaka kuvuga yes ariko apana ntabwo ari ikintu cyanzanye en fait urumva ukuntu naje mu ma association cyangwa muri iyo association hano muri Edmonton ni ukuntu nagenda no mu yandi ma activities ari hano muri Edmonton c'est-à-dire cyangwa ahandi hano hose nabaye ndi umuntu ari very friendly I would say ndi mu magroupe ndakunda kugenda mu magroupe nkumviriza nka participant donc jewe ntacyo kintu icyo kintu cyo kuvuga ngo you know I'm Burundian I must do something oh yeah icyo ntabwo kigeze kinzamo kubera je ndi usanga meze nka babandi babaye discouraged
Right.
by Burundians kubera nabonye aho tuva ukuntu twahavuye ukumva ibintu ukabona ibintu karaba ukuntu ata kintu navuga kiri positive kiba mu Barundi ukavuga none abo bantu none nugenda kubishyiramo kubera ikurumva njye nta icyo kintu sinavuga ko kigeze kinzamo the fact that that person actually called me for sports I believe she didn't call me because I was Burundian she called me because you know I was already playing basketball and she was like yeah you know what Oliver you're Burundian man we got a basketball team why not just join us biba birahetse donc na ntuza sinovuga ko ari yo patriotisme nobona yoba yarankubise noya
Right,
yari
but I think you're very you are very patriotic, no?
I am anybody that knows me they know where I'm from
Right.
that's something very important but ni ahandi bavuga ngo sikuwa mama agwaye amabere ko utomwonka urumva nago nogenda nkavuga ngo no Burundi ko listen Burundi it's a garbage country oh yeah ibyo ndabigumana mu mutima wanje ariko we got to look ourselves in the mirror hari
Right.
ibintu byinshi dukora nabi Abarundi we the problem is we got so much talent and so many people who got abilities so many people who can actually achieve stuff and I don't know we settle for so small that it's very discouraging donc aho rero ugasanga kuba patriote ego kubera igihugu ni igihugu urumva ni nka mama ariko I would say no. Burundi na ni kenshi iyo ndabirabye iyo ndabye Abarundi ndavuga we you know we have so many dufite ibintu byinshi kubera iki tutabi really singa kubera iki tuguma turi hasi nabyo bintu bikambabaza rero kuvuga gucikaho rero ugasanga kenshi muntu yibera akibuza gukora ibintu n'ibindi
I want to speak to that point that you just said because Jenna we tumaze kuvigana hapo kenshi kubereke Abarundi sasa no mbere yuko tugera aho that would be my next question but before that I want to ask about specifically your experience leading the community here because you get to A, you work with Burundians, so you as a leader, you are working with other people to put together events to do all different kind of things. What are some of the things, and that gives you insights into a little bit of who we are as a Burundi. I'm wondering what kind of things did that experience teach you about Burundi, Abarundi, and who we are, and those kind of things.
Byanyigishije byinshi byanyigishije ko umurundi naho akubwiye yesi bitaba ari yesi iyo yesi bi cyangwa iyo I won't come or ibyo byarengije ku murundi yakubwiye ikintu cya ugifata nk'uko kivuze ariko ugomba expect the worst expect the worst icyo kuba narugoye intuza natwaye first of all it was a surprise kuba jewe nta yo ambition nta na invite yo gutwara iyo ntuza y'association but nominated and I accepted abo bantu rero bagize nomination bari abajene kandi bari nabo bari active ndavuga abajene barantoye you know this is good
right
that these guys will participate yeah they can vuge yes bantu bose banyaklame abajene bose bazi ko ari nubwo bwanyuma kuri iyo nama nababonye I never say like I didn't see them back
but is that indicative of all
of Abarundi,
or is that indicative of Abarundi
in the diaspora? They can't get it. Abarundi, Abarundi, we're going to go to Sinyama Akoda, we're going to go to Samani reserve. You know, I don't know these people, man. I don't want to, you know, I can actually go and go on a rampage right here about right. Burundi.
No, please go ahead. I'm curious to hear.
It's our normal conversation. And I know, you know, no, really positive. Now we've been negative ni handi urundi ngira ngo arabandi bantu babikora deja
mugabo the reason that I think because one of the things you just said is that was a call murundi arashaka kugira yes meaning no and then I think what you just did now by saying you know what let's just talk about the positive is the it's a very Burundian thing to do no
because I think
basically the way what they think you have some lessons that you learned as a leader of this community and I am trying to actually understand them so that you know we can understand Burundi better. This podcast is now called Finding Burundi. I want to understand Burundi better. I want it to understand us and I think the lessons that you learned are very they can be helpful to us going forward. So, we don't need to talk about them, even if they're negative. I'm sure there are some positive lessons that you learned as well, right?
Definitely. Ndiko ndavuga rero ukuntu nabonye ukuntu abantu bakubwira ikintu ntibagikore ibyo naje ngira ngo ni it could be everywhere. It's not only on Burundians. Ariko jewe mbona nkuko abarundi tubikora as a natural behavior nkuko ari normal to be a two-faced individual doko gasaga kenshi iyo uri n'umurundi ntubudi neza icyo uri kurakora nimba muri kumwe cyangwa ariko kuraba cyangwa ariko ariyumvirira ibindi bintu yo ntubunzi neza ibyo muri kurakora fete wowe ukora icyabo uvuga ngo reka ndabiheze tuturaba the end result so jero icyo nizi ku barundi nuko nakubwiye ndashima kubera abarundi nasanze bamwe very clever very intelligent abantu narabadmira kandi abadmira none munsi abantu ubahaye akazi kwabwira kura bagukora neza kandi bagateza imbere icyo kintu uba watanguye ariko kenshi ugasanga nta ntuza nta kwitanga kurimo ugasanga kenshi it's almost like you got to give them something so they can participate almost ni nkuko batagukora atantuza ata gain that they can actually make into that activity. Rero nka icyo kintu kikambabaza kikepa kikangira nkuko nkavuga abo bantu none twogira iki twoba twara hehe kikambuza no kikatubuza meme no gutera imbere. Ndomvuze personally abarundi aho twakoranye n'abandi nasanze ari abantu babishoboye gusa nasanze baba tutari hamwe mu bintu byo kubona imbere. Sometimes I was a little bit too ambitious, maybe. I think I'm going to be a personal interview.
That's all right.
I guess it's normal. Yeah, I'm just giving my point of view about how Burundians. But yeah, I'm going to put there. No, that one. How one potential of facing of Gatoshika and Hanini. Reka tu ibintu byo kugwana tugwanira ubusa dupinganira ubusa tukagenda dutera imbere kandi abarundi yo niko ndavuga gutyo kenshi abantu bambwira ngo Oliver ngo you don't know Burundians. Nkavuga ko exactly I don't know Burundians, but I didn't grow up with them, but I grew up with other people. Mu yandi mantu za communities nkasanga they have to almost the same problems as us.
Right.
But see, when you say problems, look, we can actually go beyond those problems and build something special.
I mean, I do have to say, though, you know, I didn't know the inner workings of the leadership or the community when I first moved here. But when I first came here, I think I was very impressed by how organized and united the community was.
Oh, definitely. I believe.
Right. So that's that. I think that was positive.
Oh, definitely. Icyo ni kintu kintu cyatumye Jane participate ngo nkavuga ngo rikanitangira ngo plus ngira ngo he community, especially association ya Edmonton. I believe in Canada, this is the only community that involve Tutsi and Hutus.
Right.
No, this is very special.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, also Sangari, you know, the Tutsis, they have their own activities, the Hutus have their own activities. I've got, no, this is very good. Let's put these people together. So, Kora Neroko, by what if you see the Jacandi, are you, by what you see? Aratangui Association, I've got Jenny Sawa, they can have Namuni or Yokanago party somewhere in Chuchin. Nagikunze and ngira ngo abantu benshi barabaye involved kuri icyo kintu, but azi n'andi murundi bakira ku musenyi no musi ukata wibaza tugeze kandi twari twarahishije karagarutse mana y'ijuru.
I feel like the association in Edmonton was a very good reflection of what was of Burundi, actually.
No, seriously, no Burundi attitude, no Burundi mutawutu, you know. All the cleavage, ndavuga ibintu byose biri Burundi usanga kenshi biri hano ariko ikintu cyiza nuko ni abafaransa bavuga ngo ingera basse intensité, c'est-à-dire n'ahantu abantu bari kwatukana mu mabarabara ntibari kwagirana, but they just, you know, they are not be urumva ngira ngo ni ikintu kibabaje kubera nkuko nakubwiye abarundi. Today I focus more on the positive side nkaraba nkavuga none twogira iki ngo example hano muri Edmonton ikintu nasanze kenshi kiza n'abarundi muri uyu muji arakazi,
right?
Icyo kintu rero nahise mvuga ntigikeneye komba ndi muri association imwe ngo ndagikore. Nahise mbwira abarundi bose bafise umuntu ariko araza, especially a man, umugabo kwa bigeme nabo ndabafasha, abagabo nibo nibafasha kenshi kwa nibo nzi aho no ba presenta cyangwa no bashira rero ugasanga rero iyo ni ikintu kiri positive kubera uwo muntu aje, whether he's a Hutu, whether he's a Tutsi, whether he's a Tua, whether he's even a Pakistanese, kwa ejo bune afashije mu Pakistan, we Burundi man aho nahise vuga naranze kabisa urumva aho bose iyo baje baza bari kubarondera ikintu niko baronka bagafasha nabo babo bafasha biwabo babafasha hano muri Canada bagafasha n'abandi i Burundi ibyo rero ntibikeneye kumba ndi muri association cyangwa ikintu na kimwe cyo so ayo nahise mvuga uradze finalement association ni bon ariko ngira ngo dutangwe gukora ibintu bi positive individually byo umira neza
right
so and from there that's how I started the kuba involved again in the Burundian world bariko nkaca mu bintu by'amantuza bya employment abantu batera imbere kandi aho hantu tumenyane kubera urazi umuntu muri kumurasangira niho mumenyana kandi ikindi kintu nababwiye guys there's no way that you're going to tell me that you have this opportunity of living in a border and you are a loser
right
There's no way that you can be a loser, man. I mean, you can be someone in Quebec and I understand that you can be a loser, man.
Why are you throwing digs at Quebec, man?
Every time I have the opportunity. I could say also in Ontario, but, you know, I love my people in T-Dot. But I say Caribana. I say Caribana. I love Caribana.
Right. I want to switch gears a bit and... I'm inclined to because we spoke of something that how the community here anyways the association and the community at large was a sort of reflection of the situation in Burundi and maybe for some listeners that may not know exactly what we're talking about I think now there is for all intents and purposes two Burundian associations from what I hear, I'm not too sure, but I think that's what's happening now. And that wasn't always the case. So in the 2012, 2013, 2014, there was a strong and united Burundian association here in Edmonton. Was a very good community, helped each other out. We celebrated New Year's together.
I just want to make a little comment on what you just said. We're still very strong. The problem is we are not anymore united in one single association.
Right.
It's more like the people who used to go together, we used to actually share a beer together. They still share a beer together. You
right.
know, actually,
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Big shout out to Kuri Harambe na Kilimanjaro, Batugira, Ibiwanza Bjiza.
Yes. Mugabo, now there's two associations, right?
Sorry?
Now there's two associations. So it's still a pretty strong community, but it's not as united as was. And 2015 was the year that division started to... develop
no I don't think so no
I mean the actual official division of the associations where we now have two parallel associations in the community
no you know the thing is maybe 2015 was I won't say that I won't say that it was the trigger for no? the end result of a process that began a couple years ago before ikintu cyabaye cya mbere nuko abarundi atoju batangwe kuba less and less involved into the association urumva donc abo bose bari babahungu bari babakobwa batari barongura igihe bashika muri Edmonton ariko bararonguye barinjira mu buzi usanga na mortgage na car payment atanguye donc you need to be busy urumva aho ni washamo abana naho ugomba kubasha mu yandi activities
of course I understand all of that but also by that account there are also new people that are coming into the city that are still young
yes today I believe there's two two association or community.
Right.
abo bose bavuga ngo ntibavugira moko yabo bose umwe avuga ngo je mvugira abahutu n'abatutsi undi nawe mvugira abahutu n'abatutsi ariko ugiye muri imwe usanga bose basa kumwe cyangwa bameze nk'uko bava hamwe ukagira mu yindi ugasanga it's the same thing
right
so jewe sinkuko nakubwiye sinkini involved sininjirayo simba ariko abantu bari muri ayo manu za magroup turabonana
right
those people that used to participate to partake muri ntoza muri association cyangwa handi activity baracyahari baracyakora problem ni handu you know we it's always like you know I don't know there's a problem but it's not even a Burundian problem. It's a lack of leadership. Maybe I wasn't even a strong leader to be able to unite all the Burundian.
Right.
Maybe no one was a strong leader. The previous two presidents were leaders of the association. One was a Hutu and the other one was a Tutsi. Both of them actually resigned from the position.
Right.
And most of them, you know, you resign because you get frustrated, and out of that frustration, you know, you don't wanna be stressed for something that you actually do for free. You understand? So icyo kintu rero njewe igena na biraba navuga no abantu n'abatama urazi abatama bariko bashaka gukorana n'aba jeune bujya ntibigendana hamwe and I still appreciate abo batama kubera twaricaranye turavugana ariko ni handi iyo umuntu akuruta cyangwa ari un peu plus sage ari un peu plus wise arakura bakavuga ngo ugenda nabura ubikore.
No, Mugabo, at the same time, naho nyine kwishyura, I think it's I wouldn't put the burden of uniting Abarundi in Edmonton on one person because
no.
the things that divide us are much deeper than Edmonton,
no.
much deeper than one person, much deeper than, you know, the association here. So that's why I wouldn't put it on one person or on the association
twese turashonja twese hari gihe dukenera ubundi adufashe kandi iyo dukeneye umuntu turabanga uyu muntu ngo apa hehe aturuka hehe asa nande urumva iyo umuntu afise solution for our problem, we just accept it. We go and we accept it, and we actually appreciate that person brought the solutions. So, Abarundi just sinikunda vuga ngo us Burundians, we have a problem that cannot be cured. No, ndikunda vuga gusa. In Edmonton, we have the potential to become big in terms of communities, in terms of individual abantu bagakura hari ntuzi hari kintu na pinga abarundi nkababwira none mwambwira umurundi ari successful in something at least I can be proud of something kwa nanji aundi in my humble opinion nkaraba ongeze nkavuga I'm not yet successful abantu bakavuga ngo no, we can't find nobody. Abarundi bonye dusanga bari successful na barundi nka nkujya mukobwa yiruka nimba ari Francine.
Right.
There's nobody. So to answer your question, you were talking about the two communities ibyabaye in 2015 harabaye go afflictions especially ku bintu byabaye mu gihugu nabyo ngira ngo byarabaye na hano kubera twese ngira ngo nitwumva kimwe ibintu especially in politics
right
yeah aho rero sinzi niba byaragize iyo trigger kugira iyo matu association mendazi ko hari association iri where the majority of the people I would say Hutus, and the other one where the majority are Tutsis.
Right.
But in a way, ngira ngo harimo amantu zarimo harimo abantu bose gusa the majorities.
Right. Mm. Okay, I want to switch gears a bit to some of the to and this connects also to what we were talking about earlier. No Burundi, the way we see Burundi. So every time me and you talk about Burundi, you, for lack of a better word, you're always critical of my views. You think I criticize Burundi too much. You don't think I talk positively about Burundi enough. Why do you think that is? Not why do you think that I do it, but why do you think that me being critical of Burundi is a problem?
Oh yeah, na muntu wose novuga kuri critical about Burundi. Wewe first of all, Alain, wewe in 2015 ni wewe wagenda kuri microphone imbere y'abantuza y'aba journalist ukavugira bagiye ku in those manifestation. Urumva?
Right.
Ibyo ndumva huva ndumva what is behind that? There's a lot to talk about in Burundi. Nkuko navuze Burundi ntantuza na negative side ibura ibuze. But noshaka naho ko abantu bazavuga bakatubwira ineza y'u Burundi. What is good in Burundi? Kubera kuva je nkiri umwana ana wewe yale sino mose ndabyumvise ko Burundi ari bubi ne kuva ndo umwana bambwira ngo Burundi ngo ni igihugu cy'amata n'ubogi ugatanga cyane n'umuntu akubwira ngo kira gihugu ngo shaka cyarapfuye ngo pfu ngo just bireyo ngo apana kira gihugu ngo never ngo abona bari abantu batutwara ngo uyu mbaga listen it's about like 25 years ago. Huh? Mm-hmm. Tugeze in 2000 some twacyavuga bya bindi. Ngurabona abantu babare abantu badutwara. Ngurabona ukuntu wica. Exactly. Navuga none nta kintu kiza kiri hariya no byose birifutse. Let's say that in Burundi, but let's talk about Burundians here in America. Let's talk about Burundians in Australia. Let's talk about Burundians in the diaspora.
Right.
Let's talk about people who can actually achieve something. One of the things is every time I see a person coming with a good critic, I tend to agree because I also see the same problems. Ndabibona. Ndavuga urundi nibugenda neza hari direction petete cyangwa hari ibintu bimwe bimwe dukora nabi ariko si byose. Tuzidushyiramo akantu bita bemol. Tuze kuvuga noneho hariya si byose biri ari bibi hari ibintu byiza kubera kenshi usanga biriya bintu tuvuga ngo nibyo byiza nibyo bibi nayo nituvuga ngo nibyo bibi ugasanga nibyo byiza urazi Burundi buri complicated kuri icyo kintu.
I know that.
Okay, iyo ugendabye nkawe Alain ndazi background yawe ndazi aho uturuka ndazi maybe I don't know, maybe no speaker kubiri kubintu bikumotiva gutuka what's going on in Burundi cyangwa kuraba in a negative view what's going on in Burundi. Wewe tuvuge ko twatangwe ku we started to disagree in 2015.
Right.
Kubera wewe wagiye muri ntoza mu manifesta uvuga ngo tiko twagwanira turaziye manda. It's not true.
Okay.
It's not true. Donc, uno munsi, I would say that I was right. Kubera,
In what way?
3 years later, 3 years later, mwarahagaritse ama manifestation yanyu. Ya kudeta yaraheze, ntimwanayihejeje.
So you're also you're nanje nanishize muri mu bakuze mu bari mu bagiye gukora kudeta.
Sinagushizemo nje
No,
mvuze
including myself.
But anyways, icyo nakubwira gusa ni uko hari Burundi umuntu yagiye muri manifesta agenda aho akavuga ngo bagize kudeta akavuga ngo oye uwo muntu yari anti-democratic.
I think okay, so obviously me and you we've talked a lot about this for a very long time, and it's very difficult
yes.
for us to agree
on something,
because for me I don't regret, and I still stand by my position on the third term that hasn't changed. My position on the coup also has not changed. It's very public. I tweeted about it. I put some posts on Facebook where I stood on that. And we can't agree. And I mean, for me, I've explained, especially to the people that I've had a chance to sit down and talk to, about my views on Burundian politics did not start in 2015. These views have been developed over a long period of time. And I think I've talked to you about it, starting from when we were in the camp in Tanzania, Malawi, and now to here. What 2015 did was to take those views and put it out in the open, and people were like, "Oh, surprised that I had those views." So for me, I can't sit here and try to convince you of my intention. We have different viewpoints on that, but what I've always done and what I won't stop doing is for me to strive for a better Burundi. Okay,
there you go.
And for me, a better Burundi, there is no version of it that involved a third term by anybody, based on my understanding of our history. But that's a whole different debate. And even
oh, yeah.
now, the third term now, he's in power for third term. We're no longer out here protesting the third term, because that would be counterproductive. But we still, I'm still very open, and I still vocalize my everything that is going wrong in Burundi, because I think as a citizen, I owe it to my country. Because if I just look at the positives, how productive would that be for me?
That's the thing. Nikugira kantu gato. Urumva nta muntu yovuga ngo there's only negative, ngo there's only positive. Urumva. Icyo ni kintu cya mbere umuntu agomba kumva. Sindi ko ndakubwira ngo Alain ngo uzuvuga ngo ibintu gusa ngo biri positive, ariko ndiko ndakubwira cyaje uri kurashiramo buke buke uri negative, usushiramo na kamwe kari positive, kamwe konyera ndagusabye kamwe, urumva?
Okay.
I follow most of the people that actually participate in the third term manifestation, and most of them, let's agree that you guys, we understand that you don't like the people who are on power. We agree.
It's not even
that you
actually,
guys,
it's not even disliking. It's not disliking
no.
The people in power. I have nothing personally against the people in power. In fact, I want them to succeed. I want them to do well, because if they succeed and Burundi succeeds, we all succeed. So there's nothing personal about it at all.
Rero nkuko navuze ndiko nshaka gusa ko hahandi two turatuka kiriya gihugu cyangwa abagitwara tuza tumenya ko natwe two turituka, kubera nje ngira ngo Abarundi bamwe bamwe bavuga ngo bariya ngo nibo bakora nabi, n'imbere yabo ngo bariya nibo bakora nabi, bariya nibo bakora nabi. Oya, at the end it's all of us dukora nabi. Nkuko navuze We cannot build something together even outside of our country. We cannot even build something positive outside of our country. And we are always looking beyond our country. No, even ourselves. At thought, kubera hari ahantu twagomba kwiraba tukavuga none natwe twubatse iki twakoze iki tushikanye iki imbere abarundi n'iki twabagiriye ngo kibateze imbere uno munsi hari abari hariya mu gihugu ndumva ko hari amakosa bakora ariko si amakosa gusa bakora hari n'ibindi bintu baba bakeneye petete ko mubafasha mu bakabibona turateza imbere igihugu ntituzi gusa tubatera amabuye ngo wapara wa y'abantu ngo yeme ngo batera ama no ibe n'aba jenosidere ngo bajyanye n'interahamwe no no let's be real guys
no I think for me and I've said this before I'm okay with you saying that, but I'm also happy not to take that position, right? But encourage people. Because I encourage different viewpoints, right? So if that's not going to be my point, I'm happy for you to be able to take on that and actually put in a lot of effort in saying, you know what, there's a lot that's wrong in Burundi, but there's also a lot that's good. And here, this is what's happening. And there's a lot of people that do that. And if that's their conviction, I think there's room for that. And I think they should be allowed and encouraged to do it. It's just that for me, I can't. It's very difficult. For me, it would be like what's the word that I'm trying to use here? Like my conscience wouldn't allow let me to do that because it wouldn't feel as real, right? So that's why for me, I stick to my convictions, and. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to continue to do because I'm good with that.
Okay, and urumva rero nk'aho hantu jewe nicyo kintu nkundira Alain kubera wowe turashobora kuvugana tukavugana tuvuga uraba wowe ndazi position yawe urazi position yanje reka none dukora ikintu cyoteza imbere umurundi in general umurundi
right
apana kubera ngo yagiye muri manifestation ngo yemwe gusinzwa muvugisha ngo niko bango yemwe ngo agenda muri babantu ngo akurikira abango umugambwe ngo ntituzomuvugisha oya reka twubake hano kuba twatanguye conversation tuvuga ngo one made me involved into the association or the communities cyo yari sport urumva
yes
nimba abajeune b'abarundi hano muri Edmonton dushoboye gukora ikintu tugakina basket soccer tugakina aho ni sawa reka tubikore
urumva yes yeah
club y'aba entrepreneur let's do them. Mm-hmm. Huh? If you club y'abantu bakina checkers, let's do it. You know. If you have a club y'abantu bakina beer pong, kuba twa tura ba champion wiki yeri. Let's do it. Let's do something. We do hamwe kandi biduteze imbere stadire ko byubaka community. Sitaje right. Nao tutari mu association amwe.
Mhm.
Kuba na Burundi na no bindi bihugu byose hano muri Canada ama association ibihumbi. Urumva?
Yeah.
We don't need to be in one single association.
No, absolutely not.
For our people.
Right.
Katwubakire. Donc, jewe rero iyo mbonye mu Burundi nkuko nakubwiye, ndazi ko he's a human being, man. First of all, he has a lot of flaws into it. Urumva muri we. So, I won't take that on in account, I'll be like more. Listen, I'll say man who's makosa yiwe. Reka tukubaka ikintu nayo makosa yiwe yafise.
Agree.
Tuteze imbere abantu biwacu. Rero kuri icyo kintu rero, je nasanze ko kenshi tugomba gutangura kubaka umuntu. Mu kubaka uwo muntu nawe, dutangura n'ibintu afise nabi. Ntumubwira ngo shasheri. Ngo sa nabi no utakubwira ngo shango ndakunda ibyo ufise the qualities that you have that she has Anyways, I'm mixing a lot of stuff right now. But anyway, niko navuga ugomba kumuha ibyo afise bisa neza. Urumva?
Right.
Umuntu ukamubwira, listen, ndakundi yo ntuze yo ntuza yo energy, yo dynamism ufise. Ibyo bintu zana ndakunda naho kenshi you know ubukeneye ibi nibindi tuzoturundi muntu muhuza abafise ibyo ni ibyo bintu ulakinga tukaraba ku motere imbere urumva yo nicyo kintu je mvuga iyo ndiko nabwira abantu bavuga nabi Burundi cyangwa bavuga nabi leta y'u Burundi bavuga we know that those people they may have their own problem, they may have they may actually lead the country in a direction that you don't agree. Me ikintu kimwe nuko none nigitwa kubaka natwe tukashira hamwe ikintu tukaraba ukuntu twoshira abarundi imbere twobateza imbere yabari hano muri Canada yabara handi nigitwa kubaka. Kubera iki twese ibintu byose tubaka ari ibintu bitagenda bidateje imbere ahantu hamwe ni ibintu by'abantu barobeza ama association ama ONG urazi bahuje abarundi bafise ibihumbi nta numwe arubaka business ariko dufise ama association ijana nta numwe arubaka business. E kandi iyo ndavuga business abantu bamfashe bari kwatumviriza siko ndavuga ngo twese tunga kuba aba entrepreneur ndiko ndavuga like in anything that we do let's be the best.
I think that's a very nice closing to this conversation. I want to thank you, Olivier, for finally finding the time to talk to me about this and to record this. I think our listeners will enjoy this conversation.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to them, and I look forward to see all of you. You know, participating in the building of Burundi positively, and which was to do things better. Have you watched? Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.